Hello, welcome to another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. I am Donna Riche, aka Language Arts Lady, and excited to bring you these weekly podcasts / videocasts to help you learn how to teach grammar, spelling, language arts, writing, and more better and better. So this week's episode, I'm especially excited about. I'm always especially excited about all of them. I know that. But this one I'm especially excited about because I have been writing 5 new books that are downloadable month-long writing books. And so what that means is that they last 1 month of teaching time. They are downloadable so that you can download them and print them off. I have like 50 of them already written, but this new series I'm especially excited about because it is called Black Americans Contributions. And it is perfect for Black History Month, but it's perfect anytime that you want to teach kids how to write about people. So that's what got me really excited about this episode of 10 Minute Grammar, because I teach children how to write about people a lot. I find that writing about people is one of the easiest things for students to write about in their beginning research. So if you want them to not write something original, as far as like a story or a personal essay or a journal entry or something like that, but you want them to write factually and you want them to get sources, one of the easiest topics is people, because there's so much material out there for these people, and also because the layout of the material when they get it is often outstanding, right? It's really good layout that they can easily write from. So that's another reason. It's also very high interest. Usually kids are interested in learning about people. So maybe they have seen something in on a video or on a documentary or something like that, and that has piqued their interest. It is a simple way to divide facts. When you write about abstract topics, so suppose you have them write about a certain battle in history or something like that, or you had them write about atoms or something in science, it can be much more difficult to divide up that information and to put it into different paragraphs. But when it comes to people, it is so easy to divide facts up. And I'm going to show you and tell you several other ways that I do that in just a moment. And the other thing is that biographies or biographical types of writings are very, very easy to teach expansion. That is the lengthening of the topic. So if they have one paragraph about a person and it has something about, suppose it was one paragraph, 5 W's, and it has all 5 W's in that one paragraph, who, what, when, where, why, and how maybe, they could literally lengthen that by saying, okay, I'm going to write a whole paragraph about who and what. I'm going to write a whole paragraph about when and where, and I'm going to write a whole paragraph about why. And so it's a very, very easy topic to lengthen, to stretch, to expand upon. So the 5 new books that I have coming out, you definitely don't need those books to get a lot of good info in this episode as well as the next episode. This is going to be a 2-part helping kids write about people. But the topics are all people directed because they are Black American contributions. And so because of that, they are all people oriented. So just having written those books and having tested those books, having my students write about these people over and over and over again, just really makes me excited to bring this topic to you. So in the 5 books that I have coming out, there are 3 up right now at the store. The other 2 will come up in the next week or so. The first one is level 1, and all my levels 1 of my Write for a Month books are 2nd and 3rd grade, and then 4th and 5th and 6th, and then 6th, 7th, 8th, and then 2 high school levels. But some of the people that we are writing about there that I'm going to be explaining some of these processes that we use, one, Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver, 3 different Black American contributions. So I think those are Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, and I can't remember the 3rd one. I don't have that in front of me. And then another one is Jackie Robinson. Another one is Benjamin Banneker. And then also their choice of who to choose for three people who they felt that their contributions were extensive, that they could write a report about them. So very excellent topics for this month. A lot of great people to emulate and to model after in terms of character and in terms of great achievements. So without further ado, let's dig into the first level. So the first level that I'm going to break this down into for these two episodes is second through fifth grade. So this would be level one and level two. Level one is second and third. Level two is fourth, fifth, and sometimes into sixth. Okay. So basically second through fifth grade ideas. The one of the ideas that I use a lot in my all of my books is the idea of writing boxes. And these writing boxes take a paragraph or a passage, and then they take each sentence on a different page, and they have to dissect that sentence, come up with synonyms, come up with describers, come up with adverbs, come up with new ways to say that same sentence on their own. And each sentence is broken down onto one page. So it's very, very directed, and it's very, very sentence by sentence. So if you need to go all the way back, right, to sentence writing, writing boxes are excellent for that. There are samples of these at the LAL store too. All right. The next way, or maybe even prior to that, that I love to teach writing about people with second, third, fourth, and fifth graders is the paragraph house. So in a paragraph house, we have a house, and then we have an attic, and a basement. And the house is divided into fourths, and each of those, they put a fact about a person. So they could be, you know, talking about Jackie Robinson, and they could put four facts in note form in those four squares. And then the basement is the opening, or the foundation, and then the opening sentence, and then the attic is the closing sentence. And this is just really unintimidating. It is one of the very best ways to teach any kind of writing with young children. We even do things like your favorite character from a book or your favorite character from a movie with paragraph house. I also do like a certain tool, like I think they did farm implements. Just so many great ways. And it's so easy because they're not intimidated because they're just filling in these boxes of the house. The same thing is true with the writing boxes. They're not intimidated because it's all broken down so small in such small increments for them, sentence by sentence. Okay, another one I mentioned earlier is the five W's. So this, of course, is who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I do this in a couple of ways. I do this in the 5W boxes where they have to fill in a fact about who their person is, where their person is from, when their person lived, so forth. So that would be the 5W's. I also do it just in list form where they just have all of the W's down the side of the paper and then a spot for each one to fill those in. 5W's are really, really great for people. Right? Because what other topic do we have where we have who, what, when, where, you know, what did they do? When did they do it? Where did they do it? Why did they do it? And how, or what was the outcome? Another one that is really good is when you give them passages. So I do this a lot. A lot of my books have what I call sentence by sentence writing from a given source. And that means that I'm going to give them a passage that is at their reading and their writing level. Right? So they have to be able to not only read word call, not only comprehend, but also come up with words to take notes from and then write it in their own words. And so this is, you can do this with one paragraph. You can do this with many paragraphs. It's great for the very beginning second grader with just a simple Harriet Tubman paragraph or a simple Jackie Robinson paragraph, George Washington Carver. Booker T. Washington is another one that we have in these books. And they just take that paragraph and they take notes from each sentence in a sentence by sentence way. And then they take those notes and use their own words to write it into a paragraph. The nice thing about doing this is that they don't have to research, and also they are given the source, right? So it's very constrained, right? They're only writing about what is in that paragraph. So that's very constrained. And you can also expand it or make it smaller. So one paragraph. So like when I do multi-level, I often say, okay, now in this three paragraph Booker T. Washington, the basic students are going to do the last two paragraphs only, and the extension students are going to do all three. So you can see that it's very versatile, that you can do one paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs, whatever you want with that. Also, a really great way in this age group, the second through fifth grade, is to make your sentence by sentence passages that you're giving them to write from, besides their readability level, their writability level and all that, but make them story-based. So instead of doing more biographical, where they tell all the details about the person's life, instead they retell a story. So that is how one of our Harriet Tubman passages is, where she is actually taking people to freedom. And so it's story-based. It's still biographical, but it's very story-based. It doesn't have her birth or death and all of those biographical info pieces. It has, instead, a story. The same thing is true with Jackie Robinson, as well as George Washington Carver. So you can make those sentence-by-sentence passages that you're going to give to them to write from and to take notes from, you can make that story-based about a person rather than just all biographical facts. All right, I am already out of time for part one. So part two is going to go from in the middle grades, fifth through eighth, and then go up into high school levels. So be sure you come back in a couple of weeks, because I'm going on vacation next week, but be sure you come back in a couple of weeks for part two of 10-Minute Grammar, Helping Kids Write About People. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you'll subscribe at the blog or at iTunes or at YouTube so you don't miss an episode. Thanks a lot.